I'm delighted to say that my guest this afternoon is Karen Phillips, and Karen is the Community Fundraising Manager of the Children's Trust. Karen, good afternoon and a very warm welcome to Susie Radio.
Good afternoon, David, and thank you for having me along this afternoon.
It's absolutely lovely to be here. Now, in one way or another, I've actually been involved in supporting the Trust through a mutual friend for many, many years past. But for the uninitiated, what is the Children's Trust and what does it do?
Well, David, the Children's Trust is the UK's leading charity for children with brain injury.
What sort of services do you provide in the course of being that leading charity?
Well, every year we support thousands of children and families right across the country, really. We provide rehabilitation to help children make the best recovery possible after a serious accident or illness, both at our National Specialist Centre in Tadworth in Surrey and in the community. We run a special school for children with profound and multiple learning difficulties and provide transitional medical care to children with complex health needs. We have an extensive research program and provide online support for families all over the UK.
Now let's just think about the people who work there for a moment. What size is the workforce approximately?
Well, we have approximately 500 staff at the Children's Trust, but we have more volunteers. That's around a figure of about 600, and we rely heavily on our volunteers.
Let's talk contact details when we get to the end of our interview for volunteers. In a 12-month, in a year, how many children does the Trust help, do you think?
Well, we support thousands of families across the UK each year. There are around 80 places at our National Specialist Centre in Tadworth, but we support hundreds more children in their own communities through our brain injury community team and through our brain injury specialists in children's hospitals around the UK. More than 24,000 people benefit from our online support each year.
You mentioned those 80 places. Does that mean that at any given time there will be 80 children at Tadworth?
More or less. We can facilitate 80 children, but that doesn't mean that we have 80 children at one given time. It depends on the injury and where those children are coming from.
I suppose that dealing with a great variety of conditions and treating them, there must be an equal variety of rehabilitation programmes. What might some typical work in that field involve?
Well, our National Specialist Centre in Tadworth, Surrey, is home to the UK's largest rehab centre for children with a brain injury. Here we support children through a range of therapies like physiotherapy, speech and language therapy, play therapy, to help them make the best possible return to ordinary life, really.
I know that specialist professionals are trained to deal with emotion, but can it be emotional for those working with damaged children?
I think so. I had an experience one day when I shadowed a child for the day on a carousel day in the school, and obviously our children that are at the school, it's quite a unique curriculum for children with a brain injury, and it's very much to do with the senses. And I was lucky enough to shadow a child, and I was very humbled and moved and touched by the senses of this child. They pick up on music and colour and touch, feel, smell. And it moved me to a point where I actually considered whether, is this what I really want to do? Because I was actually quite overwhelmed by the emotion.
I suppose that there is the other side of that coin, though, in that sometimes your programmes and your treatments must achieve pretty signal successes, and children do make great strides.
Absolutely. One of the most rewarding things about working at the Trust is to see, obviously, a child suffer an accident that can no longer walk, talk, or feed themselves, to months later or weeks later come out of the trust hand in hand with each parent either side, skipping and hopping, running out of the entrance of the trust. It makes it all very, very worthwhile.
It's incredibly humbling to sit here and listen to that. Now, obviously, your position as fundraising manager does mean that we need to talk about that aspect of the Children's Trust. Does the Trust receive funding as well as needing to raise funds?
Yeah. I mean, some of our specialist services receive funding from the NHS and local authorities, but this can't cover the full cost of everything we do to support children and their families. About two-thirds of the income comes from the NHS and local authorities, but we need to raise £7 million each year to support children and families from fundraising activities.
Right you are. So let's talk about some of those activities. We have the Easter Fair on our list of local information at the moment, but there must be much besides that.
Yeah, we've got the Easter Fair next month, which is at Tadworth Court. It's a great day, a day out for all the family, and there's an Easter egg hunt. But yeah, we're also looking for people to cheer at our marathon runners as we enter marathon season. We have almost 200 runners taking part in Brighton, London and Paris marathons in April, and they need some motivational cheers to get them round the 26.2 miles course, particularly in London on the 26th and Brighton's the 12th. Anyone cheering in Brighton will be welcome to join us at the Sea Life Centre afterwards for the post-marathon party. Also, if listeners are looking for an Easter gift with a difference, then they might want to buy a ticket for our fabulous supercar event next June, which is held at Dunsfold Park, obviously the Top Gear track at Cranley. The supercar event has something for the whole family, including passenger rides in a supercar around the famous track, from as little as £30. So, and by booking now, there is a special 20% discount until the 31st of December on entry tickets.
Right you are. Now, in that case, we'll be concentrating here, no doubt, in the next couple of weeks on the Easter Fair, and then after that we'll be talking about the marathons, my fellow presenters and I, and then the supercars, and perhaps in due course you'll let us know some of the stuff that's going on later in the year. But I think in terms of support and in terms of volunteers, this might be a good time, before we speak about one particularly loyal volunteer, to go through those contact details.
Yeah, I mean, to check out our full list of events, please do visit our website, which is www.thechildrenstrust.org.uk.
Now, it's very nearly 40 years since my great friend and former colleague Martin Russell and I met for the first time. We worked together for 36 years after that. Tell us a little bit about the contribution that Martin's made to Tadworth Court, bearing in mind that he's retiring finally this summer, and a little bit about that Tadworth Court run, as we've always called it.
Okay, oh yeah, I mean, David Martin's, as you know, a great, great guy. He was the head of third form at Reigate Grammar. And over the over the last 30 years, actually, since Tadworth has been, he's headed up this annual Reigate Run, which usually takes place around the first Monday of July. And around it, basically, he gets about 300 students from Reigate Grammar to take part in the five-mile run. It usually starts from Reigate Hill, and now finishes at Tadworth Cricket Ground. And I can honestly say, over the 30 years, Martin has raised, for as a volunteer and a supporter to the Trust, £120,000 thus far. And I'm sure there's more to come. Basically, yeah, just a runner's start from Reigate Hill to Tadworth Cricket Ground. And it's just a great testament to Martin's ability of just rounding these students to actually run the 5 mile. Not only that, but to actually get sponsorship money from their parents and friends alike.
Have you perhaps got a little word now for Martin over the airwaves on his impending retirement?
Oh, congratulations. Good luck on your retirement, Martin. You're going to be sorely missed by all the children, the family and staff at Tadworth. But thank you so much. You know firsthand how much the money that you've helped volunteer for the trust is going to help our children there.
Well, personally speaking, I'm very proud to have been a very small cog in that Martin Russell wheel for a good number of years, more years than I really care to remember. Karen, I told you 10 minutes would fly by. Is there a reason why the Trust or you yourself have chosen the Ben Howard song?
I think it just encapsulates everything about life in general and people in general. Is just always keep your head up.
Karen Phillips, Community Fundraising Manager of the Children's Trust at Tadworth. It's been an absolute delight to talk to you this afternoon.
Many thanks, David. Thank you.